Welcome to French Rabbit, the next French Revolution. Vintage French wine in a Tetra Pak container. Easy to carry, easy to serve. It's the ultimate takeout wine for life's casual adventures.
That's an excerpt from a promotional DVD handed out to journalists at a media conference announcing the arrival of French Rabbit wine in a Tetra Pak in British Columbia liquor stores. There was a time when any wine enthusiast would have ridiculed any sort of wine in a box, but the wine industry is pressing ahead to try to improve the image of the package and what's inside it.
So imagine from people from Burgundy living in tradition, when we were looking at that, a lot of our peers were thinking we fell on our head. Maybe we have in many ways. But it was really time for us to send a message as a producer focusing really in fine wines to say to people, well, the way you know wine today is great, there's a place for it, but let's attempt to eliminate cork, glass, label, and minimize weight.
That's Jean-Charles Boisset, a principal of Boisset Wines of Burgundy, and one of the people leading the drive toward quality wines in Tetra Paks with French Rabbit. His family-owned company uses environmentally friendly practices in the vineyard and figured it was time for better practices aimed at the environment when it comes to packaging.
And what we mean by breakthrough for the environment is something which would minimize energy cost, minimize CO2 emission, minimize all kinds of negative impact to the planet from the production side to the consumer side. And if we could, among all that as well, is innovate through a better convenience.
Boisset trotted out some impressive numbers when it comes to environmental impacts. Tetra Paks are only 4% of the total product weight, which saves space during shipping and takes up less physical space in storage. He says it would take 25 trucks to deliver the equivalent amount of empty glass bottles to the winery, where only one truck is used to bring the flat, empty Tetra Paks. And once they are filled, they take up one-third less cargo space than wine in bottles. Many municipalities in Canada are already recycling Tetra Paks with home pickup, so the environmental and convenience factors are favorable. But does wine from a Tetra Pak taste different than the same wine from a bottle?
Imagine all our winemakers very skeptical. There's absolutely no taint. None at all. Absolutely nothing. You know, due to the aseptic system, there's paper, aluminum, and polyethylene. So the polyethylene is a tasteless, non-taste influence type of material. That's the beauty of it. In other tests we've done, unfortunately, yes, there's a taste to it. The very, very, very first plastic container, we could not use wine for it, although it would be phenomenal for recycling and for the environment. Sadly, it gave a little taste to it.
French Rabbit has been available in Tetra Paks in Ontario since 2005, and David Hopgood of the BC Liquor Distribution Branch says they've taken their cue from positive sales there.
So when we saw that there was some life to this package, we thought it'd be pretty good anyway, so we decided to take it on. It's doing quite well, actually. The depletions out of our warehouse have been very strong, which tells you that people are buying it more than once. That's the trick, right? You can get people to try it once. If they don't like the liquid, they won't buy it again. But obviously, the wine inside the package is very good. So,
and is it part of the packaging, too, that makes it attractive?
I think so. It's very light. You can't break it. And it's convenient. And besides, the environmental story behind it is great.
In fact, Hopgood thinks these wines will do so well, he's already bringing in Tetra Paks from other wineries in France, Australia, and Italy.
We will have other brands in the spring. But five more to make a proper category of it, and we'll see if the consumers like it. And if they do, we'll add more brands.
I've seen the packaging for the other new brands he mentioned, and you can expect them to fairly leap off the shelf at you with very bright colors and names like Red Lips Merlot from France, Thirsty Lizard Semillon Sauvignon Blanc, and Mighty Murray Shiraz from Australia. Attractive packaging, environmental goodness. What about the actual wine in the boxes? Here's Toronto-based wine writer Tony Aspler.
I would love to see the companies putting better wines in those boxes. I think that the fact that it's in a box and it's practical, easy to dispense, they're forgetting the quality. I mean, I would buy Tetra Paks if the wine were better. And I also find that certain of them difficult to pour. You know, you squeeze them and suddenly you've got wine everywhere. And they leak too, those tops. So I think that the actual technology has to be improved, and the contents of the box has to be improved as well.
Just a little rain on the parade there from Tony, but that's just his opinion. I actually quite like the French Rabbit Chardonnay I've tried, and the BC prices for these wines are also quite attractive, all priced at less than $20, and some of those are liter-sized packages. As liquor stores across the country roll out these Tetra Pak wines, they will probably have little tasting stations set up to help convince you of their merit, so give them a try. You can always share your thoughts on your picks and misses through my website. Cheers! That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.